AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Goldman Sachs 31% quarter leaves price stretched above trend as capital markets breadth stays narrow. GS added 2.3% for the week and remains close to its 52-week high, with the trend signal active, but participation still short of emphatic confirmation. Research brief. Goldman Sachs closed at $1,063 on 12th of June, up 2.3% for the week, and 30.6% over 12 weeks. The weekly structure remains constructive, supported by an active trend signal, positive market dynamics, and rising relative strength, but the stock is now 17.7% above its trend line and 85.4% above fair value. Volume at 1.2x average confirms interest, though not with the force usually associated with a clean acceleration leg. Key points. 1. GS closed 3.2% below its $1,098 52-week high after a 12-week gain of 30.6%. 2. The trend signal is active for a 10th consecutive week, with 48 of the last 52 weeks active. 3. Market dynamics is positive at 1.02, but the signal state shows no fresh buy, keeping confirmation measured. 4. Volume was 12.3 million shares, 1.2x both the 13-week and 52-week averages. 5. The stock is 17.7% above its trend line and 85.4% above fair value, raising sensitivity to any loss of momentum. Weekly price action keeps GS near the top of its range. Goldman Sachs finished the latest week at $1,063, a 2.3% gain that kept the stock in the upper end of its 52-week range. The close sits 3.2% below the $1,098 high and at 92.7% of the annual range, extending a strong short-term sequence without fully breaking into a new high zone. The return profile remains powerful. GS is up 12.5% over 4 weeks, 30.6% over 12 weeks, 20.3% over 26 weeks, and 75.9% over 52 weeks. The one-week move was broadly in line with the U.S. capital markets industry average of 2.35% and slightly ahead of the wider U.S. financial services peer average of 2.17%. But the larger story is the stock's stronger 4- and 12-week follow-through. Trend signal is active, but confirmation is not one-sided. The trend signal remains active, with a 10-week streak and 92.3% trend breadth across the last year. Price is 17.7% above the $903.0 trend line, which keeps the weekly regime constructive. While market dynamics is positive at 1.02, and relative strength stands at 15.89 after a sharp 4-week improvement. The caveat is signal quality rather than direction. Market dynamics is positive, but carries no fresh buy state.
And volume is supportive rather than decisive. Weekly volume of 12.3 million shares was 1.2x the 13-week average of 10.1 million and 1.2x the 52-week average of 10.3 million. Enough to validate participation, but below the 1.5x threshold that would point to stronger institutional urgency. Financial services context is supportive, while capital markets breadth is selective. U.S. financial services had a constructive week, with the sector averaging a 3.1% weekly return and 72.0% positive market dynamics breadth. GS lagged the sector's one-week average, but is far ahead on 4 weeks and 12 weeks, where the sector averaged 4.4% and 12.4%, respectively. Its sector ranks are more compelling on duration than on the latest week: 56th over 1 week, 11th over 4 weeks, and 9th over 12 weeks among the sector group. Within U.S. capital markets, the setup is more selective. The industry averaged 2.35% for the week, 7.35% over 4 weeks, and 22.04% over 12 weeks, leaving GS ahead on the two longer windows. However, industry trend breadth is only 25.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 21.6%, which means Goldman's strength is occurring in a group where participation remains uneven. Risk is valuation distance and exhaustion, not a broken trend. The main risk is that price has moved a long way from its reference levels. GS trades 85.4% above fair value at $573.2 and 17.7% above the trend line.
so the stock may be more vulnerable to a pullback if market dynamics fades or volume slips back below average. The current drawdown is only 3.2%, leaving little evidence of technical damage so far. Volatility is contained relative to the past year, with 13-week volatility at 2.3% versus 52-week volatility of 3.1%. The balance of weeks remains positive, with 35 upside weeks and 17 downside weeks over the last year, while average gains of 2.9% exceed average losses of 2.4%. That profile supports the trend, but the watch point is whether the next advance can attract heavier volume and hold close to the 52-week high. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.